right now, I'm talking to you who's listening right now. I'm talking to you. You are inspiring someone right now, today. You are going to inspire someone in some sort of way. So you just have to think, if someone watches me for the next 30 minutes, what are they going to get and how can I inspire them?
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. This is the LA Startup Spotlight featuring Gregory Storm, and it is a two-part episode. Yes, it was so robust, full of information on how to be the best app developer you could possibly be and create really, really, really engaging mobile apps. So in order to check out both episodes, just go to wearelatech.fm. That's wearelatech.fm to stay tuned. Or if you subscribe on iTunes or wherever you are in the mobile world, making sure you're listening to podcasts, you can check out both part one and part two of this awesome episode. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I have another awesome LA Startup Spotlight for you. I have Gregory, who is a huge supporter of the LA Tech community and of me. And I'm so excited to talk about his awesome app that I've been enjoying for the past hour. You guys, it has the best music ever. I can't wait to tell you about it. And is an experience being an app developer, getting thousands and thousands and thousands of people on his app when he's only in beta. Like, what? How do you find all those people? We're going to find out everything in 3, 2, 1. Gregory, go.
Hi. Hi. Hey, everybody. My name is Gregory Storm. I am a app developer and I'm a writer and a director and a creative. Basically, I'm a creative person. I make things. That's what I do. That's the bottom line.
And what's the name of your company?
Well, the name of the company is Red Carpet Games.
Okay.
And the name of the app is MC, and it's E-M-S-E-E, and it's the MC app.
And now, just to be clear, MC app is not available publicly yet, right?
Chances are, if you are listening to this after June 1st of 2017, the app is on the store, hopefully at the top of the charts.
Okay, and we're going to talk about that, how to get apps to the top of charts. How many apps have you built?
Around 50 or so.
Insane.
Yeah.
How many of those have hit the top 10 on Apple?
12. Or so.
I mean, like, amazing.
At least 20%.
That's amazing.
Somewhere other. But not top 10 overall. I mean, a few have hit top.
In the category.
Oh, in the category, yeah. I mean, like at least a half dozen. I mean, at least a dozen.
You guys,
yeah.
He's like, no big deal. Like brushing off the
shoulder. It was a big deal at first, but now that I know I do it with every app, I'm like,
You know how I'm on the cover of Forbes. It's like, no big
cover
deal.
Forbes because, you know, what I do. Like I'm trying to think of how many times we've been in the top 5, and that's also probably a dozen or so or half. Yeah. Cause when they get in the top 10, it's usually the top 5.
And Gregory, before we move on.
Yeah.
Where in LA are you based?
In the Valley.
And how large is your team?
Besides me?
Yes.
Me.
When you develop apps.
Yeah.
Do you develop them yourself?
I did. I finally hired somebody because I was my own bottleneck.
Uh-huh.
Even though when I hired somebody, it got a lot slower in terms of, throughput.
Yeah.
But the first 40 I did myself. 40 are
insane.
Actually, the only one that I've really had help on in the version 2 is MC.
Dude, I have so many. I have so, like, there's so much to cover.
Yeah.
There's so much to cover.
Let's go for it.
Let's start at.
It'll be a two-parter.
Seriously. Yeah. Let's start at MC.
MC.
Yeah. Tell me about your app. What does MC do? It's okay. So cool. You have to like check it out.
Yeah, MC, the way I would pitch it in an elevator, if I was ever in an elevator with someone who wanted to hear me randomly pitch, which would be odd. But MC is like Musical.ly for people who want to make their own rap videos and music videos and content. Yeah, original. Because Musical.ly is like for lip syncing and it's already made music that you're just sort of goofing around. And Musical.ly's for kids. Like literally 8 to 12 year olds is that's Musical.ly's audience.
Yeah.
We're for people who can, you know how to drive, are old enough to drive and really make really great music.
Yeah.
It's for producers and beat makers to upload to the platform. And it's for anybody to go and rap or sing and have a great time making a video. video, and then they could share that video, and there's a full community where you could like and comment and share, and there's monthly competitions to see who gets
so
the highest.
Cool. Epic rap battle.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna have some rap battles in there, and people are gonna win cash.
But you guys,
or
it's
prizes.
Dope.
Yeah.
It's something like if you're like. You shouldn't be in bed with your phone, but we all are, whatever. And if you're scrolling, it's just so entertaining. These people are like really good. And you're
They're
like,
really
how
good.
How are they so good? And I was asking Gregory, I was like, is everyone on your app this good? What's up? And then I was thinking, well, maybe he only has like 100 people. And that's how he found 100 good people. He goes, oh, you know, just 17,000. I was like, what? How do you find 17,000 people that could actually produce really rad content? Like MC, how do you call it? Do you call it, not MC,
yeah,
tracks?
MC.
Do you call it
bars.
Bars?
Yeah. So, and this may change, but it's beats and bars. So rappers lay down bars. So like if you have a hot 16 bars or hot 8, or there's this thing on Instagram, which hopefully will move to MC at some point, where it's called 4-Bar Friday. So basically you rap to 4 bars of music and then you submit it. So it's bars in terms of the rap videos, and then the beats are what the producers upload.
Okay, so there's so many questions. So, remind me, you have how many apps at this point? Over 50?
Yes.
Okay, so you've
developed... On various accounts. I mean, if you now go to this company account, which is Red Carpet Games, you're going to see one or two.
And you've built them for other people or for yourself?
For myself.
Okay, and is that your primary income, building apps?
It has been, yeah.
So you are the dream.
Okay, sure. Hadn't thought of it that way, but yeah, sure.
So
okay.
Like when people search online, like how to build an app, they're like hoping, dreaming that they'll meet you essentially.
I have to, yes, I guess.
And
so.
And this is why you're like Banksy, because you're like, I know I'm not good and I can't be found.
Well, no. Okay. So the not having my photo, because I used to be an actor. So it's not like I'm afraid of being in front of the camera. I made a living as an actor. I was like, for all you SAG and AFTRA members out there, I was Plan One Medical. Like I made enough money to at least qualify for healthcare, which was a big deal
deal.
I was in my 20s and 30s or whatever.
Right.
And so... I'm not afraid of the camera. It's just the fact that everything has become so me, 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 me. And
right.
I don't care about me as much as I care about my work.
Or
like,
you're
I don't
a genius
wanna be...
marketer.
No, I wish I were, because I wish it had some value. It actually holds me back. Because
really?
There's things that I wish I could just pick up the camera and hop on Snapchat or do some Facebook Live. I could. And I may do that in 2017.
Yeah.
2017 may be the year that I decide to... put myself out there.
How does it hold you back? I think it's the coolest thing ever.
To not be on camera?
Yeah. It's kind of mysterious.
Yes, it is. And it's served me well up until now, where I now have MC where I'm going to have to start talking about it in public and doing things that get it publicity.
Or you could be like, what is the
I could go Daft
break
Punk.
Dancers? They wear the mask or something.
There's that.
The Jabberwockies?
I could go Jabberwocky style, or I could go Daft Punk style. There's ways around it, but then it would be kind of gimmicky. Whereas opposed to, it was just, it started out with, I like privacy.
Yeah.
And again, I want to be known for my work in a way. I mean, and I don't know if it takes anything away, but like a lot of people, when you see them doing publicity, it's about them.
Yeah.
And when I do pretty much anything, it's about how I could help other people.
Right, right, right.
So again,
that's
just
why we like each other.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's by the way, for everyone listening, like Esprit is awesome. Not that you already don't know that, because you listen
him.
To the show,
totally
so you already
him.
Know,
yeah.
but she's like, I'll tell you, you're inspirational, right? Like, you make me want to go back and do my podcast again, because you're doing it and you're making it happen and you're giving, like, I just drove up, like, you went to Launchfest this year. I drove listening to you. Like
I am sorry, in advance.
Well, at least part of the way. I mean, not the whole way, but still, I listened to a bunch of your episodes.
That's
and I'm
so
like,
cool.
And I'm like, this, because I remember episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4,
yeah.
where it was like,
and
it,
you're like, are you ever going to come out with another episode again?
Yes. And it's just great that you're like, there was something that you opened my eyes up to, which was, and I don't remember their names, but it was basically what's going on in Pasadena.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, like that episode, I was like, oh, I had no idea.
By the way, that episode took definitely way over 40 hours to edit. I edited it myself.
Okay, so you know how I feel. That's yeah. why I do not make my, yeah, that's why I stopped at four episodes on my podcast, because it took me a week to episode
I'm really
a
proud
episode.
Of that episode, because I know how much I invested in making that episode.
It was good. It yeah. was really great. I remember where I was on the five when I was like, what? And it hit me like, whoa, Pasadena, that's a
yeah.
thing.
Yeah,
I didn't realize, because I'm not... I would not say immersed in the LA tech scene.
Right, right.
I know that's, you know, you're, I mean, that's what you're all about. And that's also why I wanted to come here. And that's why I listen to you, because I learn more about the LA tech scene because of you.
Oh, well, thank
you. So you rock.
And thank you. And I really, what's really exciting to me is that, and I mean this, I'm not making a joke, is that you liked listening to the episodes back to back, that the content was produced in a quality way
yes.
where, and I think, that's something that a lot of people ask me about podcasting. And I think this actually speaks back to the content on your app too. It's, you know, everybody asks like, you know, how to create a podcast or whatever. I'm like, well, think about the listener first. Like
yeah.
think about who's receiving the information. Like, you don't want them to be bored. Like, if you're bored, they're going to be bored. You don't want to speak to your own ego, because like, that's not interesting. It doesn't add value anywhere. And so to really think about the pacing, to think about the content, and thank you so much again for the positivity. It means a ton to me.
Well, it's like your enthusiasm is infectious,
which
that is a big deal, that it, like, personality comes through the radio. Or not, well, radio, what am I, 70? Well, but, well, yeah, I listen to radio. Radio,
I remember you. And Banksy.
Okay. So let me explain what radio is. Radio was this thing that back in the day, no, it's
I
podcast.
Feel like you should be my co-host. Your voice is amazing.
Oh, why, thank you.
It's so good.
I just do what I do, you know.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. I know I'm like kind of cutting you off. I'm curious, and I'm being
no
really sincere in asking
okay.
this. How does my energy or the words that you used, I don't remember the exact words.
Enthusiasm is infectious,
like,
yes.
How does that help you as a startup entrepreneur, as an entrepreneur, as an app builder? I get that we all love, as do I, positivity around us, because it fuels us, it heals us, it energizes us. But when you're like, your energy is infectious and you're driving in your car to like Launch Fest in San Francisco, how is my energy right there helping you as an app developer or as an entrepreneur, if you don't mind
okay.
me asking.
Oh, please ask me anything. Listening to, you know, your podcast, or listening, you know, while we're driving up, it's like, number one, you're energetic and you are passionate
yeah.
about the topic that you're talking about. And you bring things out of the guests. There's a couple that I could think of that it's like, oh, that probably took a little bit more energy to get that out of them, but something came out of them and there's magic in the moment. And because also they're talking about the same topic that I'm interested
yeah.
in, which is startups. I mean, I could listen to startups all day long. I mean, I listen to, there's a whole list of startup podcasts that I listen
right.
to. And it's just interesting content. And the fact that it's around Los Angeles, which I want to be more
yeah.
involved with, and it's you've seemed to find startups that are not sort of the name brand marquee ones. It's like me, no one knows who I am, you know, or not me personally, but no one knows my company at this stage. The fact that we met and, you know, that we're doing this is like a big deal. And I think that hopefully something that I say will inspire someone and
yes,
help someone
totally.
in their journey. That's one of the reasons I wanted
yeah.
to come on, because like I have this Facebook group, it's like 30,000 members, and I get asked questions all the time. And it's because I've had, like, going back to what you said, it's like sort of like you're living the dream. It's
right.
like I've had apps that have been featured by Apple. I've had apps that are, you know, hit the top 10 trending charts, and all of that information I pass on to other people.
Right.
I pay it forward
right.
and I say, here's what I did.
Right.
Here's how you can go do it. Here's
yeah.
how you can get more downloads on Facebook. Here's how you could jump up 300 positions for spending $40 on Facebook
right.
ads, or doing something on Instagram, or doing something on Twitter. Like, I know how to do that.
Yeah.
And so I help other people do that.
Yeah.
And so I understand what it's like to be someone who, I guess, inspires other people, or at least challenges other people to go after what
totally.
They want. And you do that in your podcast.
Thank you. And one of the reasons I really wanted to ask you is because I wrote this post on my Facebook, my personal Facebook page. It's about my girlfriend, Allie. And she rides her bike everywhere. Ali Spagnola, you guys may know her. She's a musician. And she rides her bike everywhere. It's very inspiring. And so the other day, I thought of Ali. And instead of taking my car, I rode my bike. And I want to ride my bike more because of her. And it made me think about, like, we all have the opportunities to be a mentor and a leader without even, like, knowing we're being one.
Right.
And, you know, as I said, a lot of people are like, oh, how should I make this podcast or something like that? And you know, I say, think of the listeners. I wanted to share for a moment. I mean, one, I didn't know your answer, but two, I thought coming out of it, I feel like this little tidbit of conversation will help educate or facilitate everybody listening on how they could be that to someone else too.
It's living that life and then sharing it.
Yeah.
I think that is it.
But sharing it in a non-egotistical way.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Sharing it just to share
as opposed
to sharing it to say, hey, look at me.
Yeah. Like literally you're in your car right now or you're doing the dishes. You are a mentor, a leader right now to someone in your life. And all you need to do is think of yourself in that way and then you'll live a more empowered life.
Yes. Right now, And I'm not talking to a spree right now. I'm talking to you who's listening right now. I'm talking to you. You are inspiring someone right now, like today you are going to inspire someone in some sort of way. So you just have to think, all right, if someone watches me for the next 30 minutes, what are they going to get and how can I inspire them?
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be anything heroic or miraculous or anything that, you know, that has soaring movie music to it or trailer music. Just go out and be open and positive and energetic. And you know what? Here's something that's completely crazy. Just go say hello to a random person as you're walking down the street, smile and say hello to somebody. Just that alone will have a ripple that will affect other people. It's like, huh, somebody just said hello.
100%.
Okay, this is odd, but yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And you could set that person's path. And yeah, anyway, yeah. I'm very much about realizing things on how we have effects on other people, because people tell me that I have no idea, who I've never met, who I do not know, and said, you said something a year ago. I'm like, what?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay, I did.
Yeah.
You know, so it's as long as you're good in sort of your journey and making, I don't know, trying to stay positive just about life in general, I think other people will gravitate towards that.
100%. So how did you get involved in app development? Like, how did you learn how to become an app developer?
Okay, so I started a while ago as an actor, and then I started writing. And while I was writing, and so I wrote for a couple of network TV shows, and I wrote some original stuff, got nominated for Writers Guild Award. And then there was a point where I'm like, okay, my wife bought me an iPad, the very first big silver one, the first version. And I'm looking at that iPad like, oh my goodness. This is before Netflix was a big thing. Netflix was still sending out DVDs.
Dude, I'm already tripping out that you didn't even learn tech as a kid.
So I was nerdy as a kid. And so I read... Like, I remember back, like, I read code books.
Yeah.
Like,
as
a little kid.
Okay, yeah.
But I never coded. Well, except for maybe, like, when I was 10, I was on BASIC.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone can remember BASIC.
Come on, dude. You coded.
But still, then jump to 10, 15 years later.
Still, there were the seeds.
There were definitely the seeds of that's the way that my brain worked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was horrible in school.
Yeah.
But with math and with the coding books, I just found something fascinating about it. But there weren't computers back then. I'm talking Commodore 64 days.
Right.
You know, so it's not like it is now. Like kids now growing up, it's like you have so much opportunity to just like with all the, I mean, YouTube, oh, come on. I mean,
it's
there's
crazy.
So much stuff out there that helps people code. There's the weirdest thing. I've never been a blogger and I do not have my photo online. Those are just two odd things.
I love it.
But I spend a ton of time on Facebook and on other groups, like giving information that I have. I just should put it in a blog. Yeah. It makes no sense I haven't done that.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. Like how did you learn how to develop apps? And then also how did you build your Facebook group to 30,000 members? That's incredible.
Okay. So after my wife got me the iPad, I'm staring at the screen and I'm like, people are going to consume content on this. Mm. This is there again. There was no real Netflix. There were movies that, and I said, okay, wait, how do I get one of my indie films? Because, you know, I'm a writer.
Right.
And so I'm writing independent stuff. And I said, okay, is there a way? There was no way, as at least at that time, I don't know if it's changed now, but there was no way to get your film onto the Apple platform on iTunes or any iOS back then without going through some distribution company that was going to steal this money from you and this percentage and all that stuff and all these fees. And it's like, as an independent, as someone who just wants to go out and make my product and get it to the masses, it's like, how can I do this on this beautiful iPad, the screen and touching it and people interacting with us? This is gold.
I
said, how am I going to put something on this? And I found out that as an independent filmmaker, if you make a film and try to get on iTunes, not going to happen. If you make the film and release it as an app, you could get it on, you could get it in the App Store. And I said, oh, wait a minute. Okay, so here's a loophole.
Oh my
I make an app of the same film or basically wrap the film inside of an app, I could distribute it on my own and keep the full percentage. I mean, Apple takes their cut, but still, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I could get distribution on my own without needing a third party.
Right, right.
And so I said, I set off to say, okay, I'm going to figure out how to build an app. And so I figured out, I found this builder, which was a great platform. It was called Red Foundry. I built my first two or three apps using this builder. Don't know what happened to the company now, but if someone out there is from Red Foundry or if you know anyone, tell them they did a great job. They had a kick-ass platform back then. So I made a few apps, put them out, started getting downloads. I'm like, oh my God, without doing any marketing.
Yeah.
Just because that was like 3-4 years ago now.
Yeah.
And so it was a lot easier like to get natural discovery on the App Store. Now that's not, you don't get organic lift at all.
Right.
But back then you could get at least a little bit for the first few days.
Right.
And if people liked it, then it could take off or at least get a, you know, good amount of downloads. So I did 3, 4, maybe even 5 apps in that platform. And I said, okay, now I want to build something more robust where I could put in the films. And because even those apps, those had little clips of films.
Right.
I said, this is cool. And I said, all right, I really... Red Foundry was changing. They pivoted a couple of times. And I said, oh, okay, I'm not going to try to count on some company that keeps pivoting.
Right.
So let me figure out Objective-C myself. So I just started teaching myself how to do it.
By the way, your app has really cool, the MC app has really cool graphics. Do you do your own graphics?
Yeah.
So you have a talent for that. You're a designer and app developer.
Yeah, I guess
so. It's extraordinary.
I like building. I like creating.
You're really good at it.
Well, thank you.
The app is sick. Everybody's dying for me to ask you.
Okay.
Because you make a full-time living being an app developer, primarily for your own apps.
Yeah.
So what's the best monetization tactic for apps?
It has changed from when it was a few years ago. And what I'm doing with MC and how we're going to monetize that, we're going to monetize it with auto renewable subscriptions. That's going to be one of the primary ways that we monetize. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to back that up with and this is kind of crazy. We're building our own ad platform within the app that will show on that main screen where the yellow thing. Yeah. We're building our own sort of ad network within that to be able to serve ads through there. Self-serve. Cool. So users could just go and reach an audience very simply.
So you think ads are the way, you're doing both, subscription and ads.
I think subscription and then ads that
But
we
in the
control.
Past, what worked best for you?
What worked best for me in the past was ads.
Ads.
Yeah. Okay. Ad networks.
Are all your apps free until this one coming up?
Most of them have been free. I have a couple of, I have a news app that is it's probably the number one news app for its category. It's like a top 10 news app. But it's news. So it's not I'm, buying jets, off of the news app, but I'm pretty proud of it. The reviews are really good. It's a premium app at like $2.99.
Wow.
Which if you like, and all my competitors are free. So the fact that we get any downloads at all, it's like, oh, that's cool. People really like it.
How do you market these apps? For MC, you had 17,000 testers on your first version.
No, not even testers. Cause that version was live. Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
so
that's great.
I'll go back to the beginning. So I had this idea about just the MC idea came to me. I'm like, oh, it'd be great if we could create music. If there'd be a really cool way, cause like Dub Smash was blowing up at the time. And then there was this other app, but those were like lip syncing other people's stuff.
Right.
And I said, what would be cool is if you could make your original music, or if you could like rap. I like making beats, right? And so I said, that'd be cool if you could like put a beat in there, have somebody rap to it, and then just share it with friends. Yeah. So I built it where there was no sort of, I mean, you could post it to the app.
By the way, what do you build in now?
Objective-C.
Oh, still. Okay.
Yeah, still. I'm on this next thing that I'll show you after we're done, the secret project. I'll show you. I'm building that in Swift 3. Because now that Swift 3 is ready, now that we're at Swift 3, it makes complete sense. So any of you, anybody listening right now, well, not anybody, you listening right now, hi, how are you? It's Gregory. Hi. Start using Swift 3. If you're Objective-C and Objective-C has been so lovely to you for all the years, it's time. It's really time to start using Swift 3. And because CocoaPods, most of the CocoaPods out there that I use are now Swift 3. I'm really geeking out on code speak, but for the coders out there listening, who are still on Objective-C, Swift 3 is the way to go. And we're going to probably do Swift 3 going forward.
As you guys heard, this is a longer interview, so we're making it two parts. It's part one and part two. So I hope you enjoy part one. Next up is part two of the LA Startup Spotlight with Gregory.
Definitely feel free to connect with more awesome LA tech entrepreneurs, founders, engineers, everybody by going to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman. And I never got to learn how, and it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com.
We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit DeVora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.